Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think it's not just Cade and Ben. I think it's Matt Shaw, it's Pete. I think with all these guys, I mean, you know, you have to have young players coming up and contributing. You can't be a good team without it, but they're not going to be the most consistent performances. And obviously those guys have had to step up for us this year in big roles. But you have to expect some inconsistency. You know, if you want that true consistency, you're looking at more veteran guys, and at some point that's cost prohibitive.
That was Jed Hoyer yesterday. He had an appearance before the media who were attending Game 3 of the series against the Philadelphia Phillies. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and you, as we try to figure out, to some nice Outkast music from Robbie Triano, what they are going to do at the trade deadline. And I think Jed Hoyer has told you politely on the John Heyman and John Sherman podcast about what he plans on doing. And then he kicked it up a notch in the media availability afterward. Because if you think the Cubs need starting pitching, so does the president of baseball operations. Let's take a listen.
Obviously, we've played really well. Our position playing group has just been outstanding, both offensively and defensively. And I think that gives some clarity. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen over the next month and a half with that group, but I think that, you know, right now the focus would be on adding pitching depth. I think that would be the clear thing. And, you know, maybe there's an upgrade, whether it's on the bench, whether, you know, just some complimentary piece. But I think that this group, I think it is a really good group. And like I said, it's not just on offense, it's on defense as well.
I appreciate him saying that, but I know that he seems to be even more clear about that depth and what he wants to build with this team.
Good. Great. Should be the overriding message again at the trade deadline, which is still, I want to point out, more than 6 weeks away. They should be going out to get depth, and it should not be fill out the roster depth. It should be top of the rotation depth.
I think just like we were saying with Ben Brown, think about how another healthy starter, not even a top-of-the-line starter, but another two or three could make such a massive difference in how you feel about the Cubs' rotation. Ben Brown likely automatically moves to long relief. You have more depth and you feel better. Do you feel as good as you would if it's somebody like a perhaps Sandy Alcantara, whose name has been thrown around a lot? I think he's going to command a huge price from somebody because it is such a seller's market. But either way, pitching will improve this team.
I don't agree on the even a two or three. Here's why. Because Shota Imanaga is back. And once he comes back, I would assume it would be Ben Brown and or Colin Ray that go down when you make a trade. And I don't think a two or three is going to, like, to me, Shota Imanaga is great, right? But would you call him a true ace? Would you say I like Shota's chances against Tarek Skubal? I don't know that I would.
I think that based on what I've seen, I like his chances. As to saying he's the stopper, like if the Cubs go into a situation where they've lost, not back-to-back series, I don't think that's as big of a deal right now because of the quality of the two teams and the Tigers and the Phillies. But if it's a situation where you know you need a guy who you know will beat the team in front of you on the mound, no matter what the talent level is, I don't know that Shota is that guy. But right. I know he's the Cubs ace.
Yes, he is the Cubs ace. And I'm just saying, in order to make a World Series push, that is the goal. The goal is not to get to the playoffs. The playoffs are what should be the standard, especially in Jed Hoyer's final year running the baseball side of things here for the Cubs. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to go out and you're going to give up assets, get a top-of-the-line starter. And they will be available. It's just going to be, are you willing to pay the toll?
Yeah, I agree with Jed, though, in that it is going to be a seller's market, and it's a matter of how much you're going to give up. You already gave up Cam Smith and others in a trade to get Kyle Tucker, so that makes me wonder what it would be next. Would it be big league talent for big league talent? And I agree about the bench depth. Your bench can't be Justin Turner and Vidal Brujan on repeat.
And he kind of mentioned that a little bit. I think the biggest key right now is they need a right-handed power threat bat in the way that Justin Turner would have been 5 years ago.
Yes, 5 years ago, Justin Turner would have been awesome. 5 years ago, he was great on that World Series Dodgers team. Yeah, that would have been lovely.
But I say all that to say the Cubs are just fine right where they are right now in terms of getting through the season as a first-place team, winning most of their series, beating the teams we know they should beat. They're doing that. But I want to see them more competitive, more consistently against other teams fighting for playoff spots. And that's where we're lining this up right now.
If I'm putting a GM hat on and I see the emergent pattern of my team is struggling against one or two in your rotation lefties and also aces in this manner, and I have guys like Ian Happ telling me we need to walk more, we need to work the count more as hitters, and you see that play out the way it did yesterday, even though Luzardo is not, he's not, you know, the typical 1-2 type, then you've got to be able to address this before it gets to a situation where it's biting you in the keister come September. And we saw that happen.
I'm wondering right now just how much we're going to learn now that that series is over, now that the road trip is over, 4-5, again, nothing to write home about, but that's not a worst-case scenario, but far from it. It was an odd number series. You're either going to go 5-4 or 4-5. I'm okay with the road trip in totality, if you will.
The Marshall math?
Well, yeah, the math of it all.
But Sox math has been replaced by Marshall math.
But I think
Marshall math is a little more understanding. And frankly, you know that I was always a proponent of Sox math. I didn't like the way Dan Lawrence treated the people on those videos. I thought that they deserved to be there. This is Layla Rahimi, and I approve my own message on The Score.
She is Layla Rahimi. I'm Marshall Harris. We're talking about the Cubs getting ready to dive into it, if you will, with Jed Hoyer as the trade deadline gets closer and they're getting things together, trying to prime themselves to be in position to go out and get help. And again, it's not regular season help that they need. It is the help that they need to be able to win series in the playoffs.
It's like Alex Caruso help if you're the Thunder. That's really what this is. Let's listen to also what Jed Hoyer had to say to Brian Kenny of MLB Network about the difference between building his team in 2016 and building it to try to contend now.
You talked about how different it is just getting innings and get from your starters and innings from your whole staff, even compared to your championship team. What's that long ago? How different is baseball now from going back to 2016?
Yeah, it's so different now. I think I look back on 2016. I mean, we really just – it was Arrieta, Lester, Hendricks, Lackey, Hamill, and those guys were getting into the seventh and eighth inning pretty much every game. And so it felt like you only had to use two or three relievers in winning games. The game is so different now. You're not going to see guys go third time through the order as much. The bullpens are so talented now that you actually want those guys in the game. So it's really difficult to piece it together every night. And, you know, I saw that the Dodger thing last night. I understand it because ultimately you know, you've got to save your guys for winning games. And you know, sometimes you're trying to win that game. But sometimes, like Dave did last night, you're looking at the length of the season or the rest of the series. And so now those are decisions we have to make more now than we ever had to make before.
You know what I thought about? I thought about how A.J. Hinch used his starters against the Sox to get to the Cubs.
I mean, that's a real thing, right? And it was validated by what happened next, at least in his eyes. I know they lost the series finale, ended up with a split on the South side. But when you look at what happened afterwards...
Nah, you take it on the chin against that team because you're trying to get to the other team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen,
where's the battle win the war?
I think they're winning the war clearly with where the Tigers are in the pecking order, especially in the American League right now, because that's really what matters is getting the top seed. The Cubs are in that discussion, that top seed discussion. So while they want to bolster their team for the here and now and the rest of the regular season, they can't lose sight of what's the most important thing, which is your team playoff ready with starters and arms? And the Ben Brown thing is great because if they do get the starting they need, if they have Ben Brown coming in to give you relief innings and he can give you a couple of innings here, one and a third there, depending on what the situation is, that's just another. They've got an army of arms and they're not done adding. They just keep adding.
Ben Brown showed you he can give you six. He just can't give you six right away. Like, that's it. I'm not trying to say he's terrible or anything like that. That is not the case. I'm just saying he's telling you where to put him in a game. And the answer is anywhere but the first.
I think the other thing is when we talk about the opener strategy, it's not just about his mental, whatever you want to call it, trepidation in his approach to the first inning specifically. It's also, if you miss that first three to four batters, if the opener were to put somebody on or even give up a run.
Yeah.
If that happens... when your second inning guy comes in, the guy that would have been your starter, now when you're talking about going the third time through the order, he's not going through the first three to four guys. So that can lengthen even his experience there.
And he himself has talked about it. Like he himself has said, the reason I faced these batters at this high leverage moment late in the game is because of how I didn't put people away in the first inning. Like I love that. I love that he'll tell you about it. But Jed Hoyer is also telling you what he wants to do here. And I appreciate him talking about how long the pitchers that he had that year would go in games, because it's something that I think gets lost in the entire discussion. There was definitely a circle of trust in 2016. There's no doubt about that. That was something we all talked about with the Joe Maddon circle of trust all of the time. And it seemed like there were only three dudes in that circle of trust by the time we got to the World Series.
Hey,
poor
man.
Oldis Chapman's arm was about to fall off.
Things get real narrow when you get towards the end of the season because it's like, I got to have these outs and I can't give up any runs. I that's what I love about baseball's postseason is the narrowing of like who you're going to use in certain situations. And you know, this is make or break time because when you get to those elimination games specifically or a clinching game, it's like, we got to end this now so we can reset reset everything for the next series. And if you're in an elimination situation, it's like, we got to just live to see tomorrow. Also, on
that's exactly what happened. and then it's like, oh yeah, John Lester will get a clean inning. He'll get a clean inning if he comes out in relief. No, that is not what happened. And chaos ensued. Yes.
I also appreciate the texters, 312-644-6767, specifically because I woke up this morning thinking about this very thing.
Yes.
708. Wonder if the Cubs could use a Luis Robert on their bench. And what I talked about with the bench piece that they need from a hitting standpoint, if Luis Robert is back to hitting, he would fit really, really nicely with what they're doing.
Yeah, but again, what are you willing to give up for Luis Robert?
The price isn't that high right now.
It is not, but when I think you're talking about a seller's market, I think a lot of the league knows that when he gets off of that team, he's going to be rejuvenated.
Can you imagine him in this Cubs lineup?
Where is he playing? He's playing on the bench.
No, he'd be on the bench, and I still think he's a starter
exactly.
for a team.
He's too good defensively unless that's where it's just a way too much of a headache.
They're not the Dodgers, the Cubs.
Headache.
Like that's a lot of.
Well, what do you do with Happ? What do you do with Suzuki? What do you do with Tucker? Like that's where it's like you can't. It breaks my brain thinking of Luis Robert Jr. on the Cubs. Where would he play?
It breaks my brain to think of Luis Robert Jr. on a bench for a playoff team. But realistically, that's probably what he is right now.
Yeah, I think Layla's point that she just made about what you have as far as bench depth, it makes sense because also they got more lefties they're going to face this season. And that's one way you can get him into the order so you don't have both Bush and PCA off without thinking, oh, Luis Robert Jr. could be that guy.
And the Cubs had such good bench depth in 2016 that we were talking about how people had to get sent down to the minors because there was no place for them in the big league roster. You know, that was like Chris Coughlin and Matt Caesar and that whole discussion. That's how strong their bench was. Not to mention the catchers that they had at the time as well. Join the Scores, Mark Rohde and Robbie Mokloff, by the way, for a special live broadcast today at the Lynx Golf and Sports Bar. That is 2116 East Grand Avenue in Lindenhurst from 2 to 6. So you got time to get there, guys. Bulls Radio Network analyst and three-time NBA champion Bill Winnington will make a special appearance from 4 to 6. You can finally see how tall you are compared to him in person. It is not a good time. Take in the first round action from Oakmont. It's always fun to watch this time of year. While you're on site, download and fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to receive a matchback incentive up to $500 directly in your account and take your swing at $5,000 with a hole-in-one contest from the Lynx. That's today if you guys want to go out and see them in Lindenhurst.
And you know what? You got even more time to get out there with us tomorrow because we'll both be at Gallagher Way for a special live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 12:45. We'll get you ready for Game 2 of Cubs Pirates. You know who's on the mound for that one, right? For the Pittsburgh Pirates. That would be Paul Skeens. It's a Paul Skeens
His day. Name rhymes with Skeens.
Yeah. Isn't it just Skeens?
I think so. What else rhymes with Paul Skeens, guys?
Leans. I was thinking Leans, Scenes. He's on like Teens.
Paul Skeens, Shoulder Leans.
Yeah.
Dramamine.
Dramamines. I don't know.
Is Lima that, Bean?
Yeah, beans. Paul Skeens, not Paul Beans.
Peas, tomatoes, potatoes.
We will be joined by President
Greens.
Of the Cubs Business Operations, Crane Kinney, and we'll have surprises along the way.
You name it!
Wow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.